consider the time involved in preparing the dhaka. Let's say preparing the dhaka takes 2 minutes. So, in other words, so it will be altogether 7 minutes. I mean, it will be for 6 minutes, 4 minutes and 2 minutes. 4 minutes. Now, if you shut it off, so we have to consider for the act of shrieking the 4 minutes involved in shafting an axe, but for the act of preparing the oath, for preparing, we have to consider the time element that is involved in preparing the oath. How much is it involved? Maybe 30, at most, 30. It's a very strange thing. So the Rosh is saying, according to the Rosh, we draw a distinction between the time involved in the act of shritti itself of the Baal Chaim Shech and the time involved in preparing. As far as the preparation, so the criterion is the preparation involved in the particular Baal Chaim Shech, whether it's an axe, a gasso, a daco, or an off, but as far as the act of shritti, so we only consider the time involved in shafting the dust. It's very strange, but this is what he says. Umstaber im shritas behimo lechute bishayim v'umakinu kura hayim shaya be'arboye be'arboye be'arboce di behimo lo uve'ochen niche ma'shehebi rabyeisi b'rabchanine. So in other words, so the Rosh says that as far as off is concerned, so we are only in Shaya in terms of the time involved in Shechting the Gospel. But we do not in Shaya in terms of the time involved in preparing the Gospel. Why not? How is it that as far as Behemo is concerned, so when you shackle Behemo, you have to consider the time involved in preparing the Behemo. But as in regard to an oath, you only have to consider the time involved in shackling the Behemo, not the time involved in preparing the Behemo. Why? Because, what's this for? Because there is very little time involved in preparing the law. So the middle, we don't have to consider, since the preparation of the law involves a minimum of time, just seconds, so maybe we ignore the element of preparation. In a behemo where it involves preparation, a considerable time, so mainly we have to consider the time involved in the preparation. Mashiach in the law, where the time involved in preparing an offering, in restraining an offering is minimal. It's clarified. So mainly we ignore the element of preparation. So that means that according to the law, so when you shech the gasso, so you have to, now the way the Bach explains the Rosh, so the way the Bach explains the two, explains the Rosh, so the Rosh is saying this one. If you shech the behemo gasso and axe, then you have to consider the time involved in preparing an axe and the time involved in shechting. If you shecht a behemoth dako, you also have to consider the time involved in preparing an axe, not the delay that you shecht, and the time involved in shechting an axe. But if you shecht enough, you only have to consider the time involved in shechting an axe. And the time involved in preparing an axe, you don't have to consider. Not the time involved in preparing an axe, or not the time involved in preparing the lead, not the time involved in preparing an oath. because the preparation of the nuff is minimal. It's galapai. So we ignore the preparation. We ignore it. As if we didn't involve any preparation. Since the time involved in restraining the nuff is minimal, so we ignore it completely. We ignore it completely. Now, so far the Rosh is saying, according to the Bach's Pshat, and that's how it's mashma, from what the Rosh said before, U'me'achash posach halochet rabeichan v'shmuel, that the Ibrahim Oliyov, kol shkim v'sharinom v'shiyaz gaso v'dak. V'shiyaz gaso v'dak. So that means that we are Mishayah, when you shech v'idako, we are Mishayah, the time involved in shechting igasu. But yet, when you shecht enough, you only have to consider the time involved in the act of shechitah, but not the time involved in restraining you, because that's of minimal quantity, so maybe we ignore it. ומסתבר במשפטים או לחוד המשאבים ולא מקרונו כולה הישייה והגבוה והבוצה מבין הלאה ובאוכל מיכה מה שהיא מדרבי יסיד הרב חנימה מפי שפירת ליבו הגבוה והבוצה דקו לדקו וגעסו לגעסו ואין פרי ואיפה גב בין הלוכת עם איסי בשחיתוס דקו ואיגעקו ועוד מילים בהפגה בין הלוכי כמייסי בשחיתוס דקו ואיגעקו because the הלוכי is not like Rabbeinu Bechanan who says that we are Mishaya in terms of the particular behime that you shech but the הלוכי is that like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan that we are Mishaya in terms of the time involved in shechting igaso, even in connection with the north, and certainly in connection with the Meimodak. So he says, but he says, Bishvaafogal, in Aloch Kamezi, Bishvaz Dako Lidako, Be'arboye Be'arboce, Dako Lidako, Aloch Kamezi. So as far as the preparation is concerned, so he's saying here that as far as the preparation is concerned, so we have to consider dako lidako, not gaso lidako, but that seems to be consistent with what the Rosh said before, that miacha, that there are beef paskins like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan who say, after the behemo yov, so coach the behemo idako. So you are Mishaya in terms of the time involved in shechting a behemo gaso, even when we shech a dako. And here he says, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yisrael Chanin in connection with the act of shechiting itself. So they are Mishaya in terms of gaso, in respect to every Balchai that we shech, but in terms, in connection with the preparation, so we measure it in terms of the preparation involved in the particular bein, not the preparation that is involved in shechting the gasa. So it is still a male bein. So the Bach says that when the Rosh says, he only means bishchitas dako lidako halacha kimeisi, not ba'agboye ba'arbotze dako lidako halacha kimeisi. Why does he mention ba'agboye ba'arbotze dako lidako? So that's he just mentions the Roshon of Rabbeinu Bechanan, because Rabbeinu Bechanan mentions ha'agboye ba'arbotze shchite. That way about what's in that or that. So he mentioned the Roshon of Rabbeinu Bechanan, but the Aloha like Rabbeinu Bechanan is only in connection with the act of Shechita itself, not in connection not in connection, is in connection. Is it the Daruche of is only like a visible Chaminus in connection with the act of Shchita itself. So he says, Bishchitas. So he says, Ba'avodav din Aroche kemeisei, Bishchitas dako idako, Ba'avodav ba'avodze dako idako Aroche kemeisei. So he means that we are Mishayeh, we pass like a basis of Chaminah in connection with the basis of Chaminah's memory that we are Mishayeh in respect to the act of Shrite. We are Mishayeh in terms of the time that is involved in Shechting the Rain. Now we see the washing of the in the tool of the bath. That we also consider the preparation for the Shchita, the time about the preparation. So, and that din, Reb Shmuel and Reb Eichel and Atchil, so at that din, we pass from a Chavisim Chani. That din we pass from a Chani. But not that we pass from a Chavisim Chani, Dako and Dako. Chavisim Chani himself says that we have to measure it in terms of the particular Bochai that we share. So in other words, Rabbi Yisrael Panini agrees with Rav. So we don't pass like Rabbi Yisrael Panini, because the Rav passed like Shmuel Rabbi Yechani. So we always measure it in terms of the time that is involved in the Shchita of the Gaza. But when he says, the Dako Dako Aloha Kabisim Khanine, he just mentions his Maramoki, Kabisim Khanine's memory that Hagweba Avotz is also considered. But not as Kabisim Khanine says, it's considered in terms of the time involved in the particular behemoth of Al-Chai, the Dishacht. But we pass by Kabisim Khanine's deed. Even though Shmuel Rabbi Yechani don't mention it, that Agweva Avotze, the time involved in Agweva Avotze is considered. But we measure it in terms of the Agweva and the Avotze that is involved in preparing a gaso rather than the particular behemishas. Is in effect saying that the Rosh is saying that the Rif paskins like Shmuel Rabbi Yechani. But he paskins like a reason for the Chaminah's need that a boy and a boy is also considered. But the reason for the Chaminah says that a boy and a boy is considered, but it has to be considered in terms of the particular behemoth that he shechts, or the oath that he shechts. Mashe'im king, Mashim King, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechani, they achilik on that. And they hold that we always consider it in terms of what is involved in the Shchita of the Gasp. So even though the Rosh said, the Alpha Gabin Aloha Kemei say, Bishchitas dako midako, the avoy the avotze dako and dako. Can we say he only means that that the boy in our body is considered, not that the shchita that boy in our body is considered in terms of the particular balchai that he shechted. That not, because that's rav shchita, and the rif passes like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Chanina have to agree with rav, but Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Chanina mentions another halacha. That the boy of our body is concerned. But for this, we have the fact that he agrees with Rav, that we measure it in terms of the particular malchai that he shecht. So mainly he says, gaso, gaso, dako, dako. So he mentions the lotion of Rav Yisrael. But he doesn't mean halachic, he may say, in the whole din of Rav Yisrael. He means halachic, he may say, in the Chiddush that Haboy about what is considered, but where it is, the Beis of Chanina considers it in terms of the particular Malchai, considers it in terms of the particular Malchai. So we pass like Shmuel Rabbeinu that we consider it in terms of Gasa, not in terms of the particular locha. Now, that some melee in connection with the gaso, so we have to consider it in terms of the time involved in the act of shkita gaso plus the time involved in the preparation. In connection with dako, so we have to measure it in terms of the time involved in the act of shkita. In the act of shkita of the gaso plus the preparation of the gaso, preparation of the gaso, and the connection with all, inasmuch as all involves a minimal preparation, so maybe we ignore the preparation altogether, and we only have to measure it in terms of the time involved in the act of shkita of gaso, and no preparation. No preparation altogether. It's very complicated the way the Bach explains the Rosh Shite in the Rif. So the way the Bach explains the Rosh Shite in the Rif, so it is as follows. If you shech the Gaso, you have to consider the time involved in the act of Shite of Gaso, plus the time involved in the preparation of Gaso. If you shech the Dako, you have to measure it in terms of the time involved in the act of shkita of the gaso, plus the time involved in the preparation of the gaso. If you shecht enough, you don't consider the preparation of the gaso, and you only have to measure it in terms of the time involved in the act of shkita of the gaso. In the act of shkita of the gaso. So that means that when the Rif says, halachic rabbisik of Chanina, he only means halachic rabbisik of Chanina vis-a-vis rabbisik of Chanina, that the way of our God is to be considered. But whereas rabbisik of Chanina says it is to be considered in terms of that its own peculiar way of our God, time on. So the Rif passes by Shmuel Rabbeinu, that we don't measure it in terms of its own peculiar time element of Akwe Valbotze, but the Akwe Valbotze of the gas. And why does it say it's Linie, Shkite, Akwe Valbotze, Dakali, Dako, Gaso, Gas, Halocha, Kimei, say? He means Halocha, Kimei, say, in respect to the Kiddush, that Akwe Valbotze is considered. Not the Dako with Dako is considered. It's always Gaso with Dako that is considered. And in respect to an oath, if you shaft an oath, you only have to consider the Shrit of the Gaso. And Harbotze, not at all. Not at all. Why not at all? Because the restraining of an oath involves minimal time, clarifying. So may we ignore it. So may we ignore it. This is how the Bach explains. This is how the Bach explains. the shite of the rib. Now the drishe, the Simcha of Yimu, he explained it different. He says that all the Rosh says shite asbeva potze gasel gasel zakel zakel aloch kineze. So that means that the Rosh says that according to the rib. Then according to the Reed, so we are child that have going about bottom of every Valhaya shaft in terms of the particular behavior of Valhaya shafts. Valhaya shafts. So the question is, what the Rosh himself said at first, that since the Aloch is like Shmuel Rabbeichan and Shmuel Rabbeichan and say that Shmuel Rabbeichan and say Behemol Yoh, that Behemol Yoh, so Kolshkin, I'm sorry, this, since they say Behemol Yoh, so Kolshkin, Behemogasol Dako, so the criterion is always the time involved. Bimogasol. So he says, the Frisha says, that according to the Rosh interpretation of the Reed, so the Reed holds as follows. The Reed follows as follows. In so far, you see, as now the Rabbeinu Tamim himself, he says, what Rosh of Rabbeinu Tamim? So that means we have to consider the time element peculiar to the particular Mohat, being in connection with the act of Shriti itself, and being in connection with preparation. So that means Rabbi Yisrael Chanin actually agrees with Rav that we consider the time element peculiar to that behemoth, or that Mohat Shach. If he shechts it also, so it requires more time to shecht it and to prepare it. If he shechts it also, it requires less time. And if he shechts enough, so it requires a minimal time, the shechite and the restraint. So you always have to consider the peculiar time element involved in the particular thing that you shecht, whether it's a gaso or a daco or a no. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak, he agrees with Rav. But the Reef passes like Shmuel Rechanen, insofar as the act of Shkita itself is concerned. He passes like Shmuel Rechanen, not like Rabbi Yitzchak. But insofar as the preparation is concerned, so he passes like a base of honey. And that has to be considered. It has to be considered gaso li gaso and daka li daka. So that means, according to the Trishis Pshat in the Reef, the Reef passes as follows. When you shecht the gaso, you have to measure it in terms of the time that is involved in the act of shrite in the gaso, plus the time that is involved in the act of restraint in the gaso. If you shecht in dako, so you have to measure it in terms of the time that is involved in the act of shrite of the gaso, plus the time that is involved in restraining the dak, not the gaso. That's what makes it so confusing. And if you shecht enough, you only have to consider it in terms of the time involved in the act of shrite of the gaso. and no time is allotted for preparing. For preparing. There's the Drishis Pshat in the Rosh. There's the Drishis Pshat in the Rosh. I mean, the Drishis in Sinai, I think that will be enough for today. Now, for tomorrow, please go over the smoke of the water that's lying in the base, and you'll get this.